She's been in that role since 1950s, and her husband and here took over the the reign in 1967 after the Queen Charlotte passed away, and then also she oversaw the her husband passing, and also her son, the King Thibault V, and now also her younger son. King Thibault the Sixth.
So she was wife to one king and mother of two kings.
Yes, yes. And she, I think perhaps history will reveal later on that that she was a very powerful woman in Tongan royals in terms of those two roles that she holds. But late in her life, that she spent some time with some of the disability in Tonga. And she's got a trust that they actually take care of that, and she just play, like the they call her after her husband passed away, Queen's mother. But really, when it's come down to, she was very, very subtle in the way that she conducted herself, with respect and also dignity.
She's died at the age of 90. I mean, she was quite elderly. It can't have been a huge surprise when she died in Auckland. What's the effect of her death been on the Tongan community in New Zealand?
I think that this morning we woke up with the news that she's passing, and also I saw her late last year on her granddaughter's wedding. She looked a bit frail, and I think that she reached the good old age of 90 last year, and I think that as much as it's hard to see her gone, and also leave a great legacy for Tonga and our community, I think that she's done our community and Tonga proud of what she did.
Now, when a member of the royal family passes on, there's a lot of custom and ceremony and protocol. What happens to her body now? Is it is taken back to Tonga for burial at the gravesite of the kings and queens of Tonga?
Eventually. But I was talking to some senior member of the Free Western Church, and the royal chaplain, Reverend Dr. Ahio, is arriving this afternoon. And I think that he will be involved with the planning, of how the body will be taken back to Tonga, and also some of the protocol to be observed. So I gather that she will not be treated as like her husband and also her son, but I think there will be a special service for her, and also some of the protocol to be observed will be followed with her passing.
And this isn't the first time that a member of the Tongan royal family has died in New Zealand. Of course, Queen Salotti died, I think, in 1965, I think it was, and her body was taken back. So it's not unusual for Tongan royals to die in Auckland.
Yeah, I think that people need to understand, because some of the when some member of the royal family passing, that in our culture that no ordinary, even some of the Tongan doctors not allowed to to touch their body. So those things like that is much easier for the preparing of all those things done by non-Tongans. It's much easier in terms of our culture.